Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
What up, H-Town? It's a Thursday as we're heading up towards the weekend. There's a lot going on. I think there's a football game tonight. I'm not sure. Of course there is. The Packers are playing. You know where I will be. Barry and a select few of others.
I know where you'll be.
We'll be in the forest.
It won't
looking
be in
for
front
that.
Of the TV.
I'm going to be like putting a TV in the bathroom.
Tell him why.
I had a little dose of food poisoning last night.
Yeah.
Not only did I not sleep, the most visited room in the house was definitely not the living room. But hopefully I am well enough to be able to carry this through. I would not miss it for you guys.
It might be the first Packer game you ever watch on your phone.
Not going to happen. I will make sure I have... there has to be at least one restaurant. Actually, I believe, knock on wood, that it's now past us. But that was not good, but I would make sure I had a good view of a TV.
Yeah, you got to go. We have a TV in our bathroom. We're lucky. So I have a...
I can't do that.
Oh, yeah. It's like right above the tub. It's like, so we've got the tub and it faces a wall.
Until it falls in the tub and then you're electrocuted.
That's an amazing idea. I always thought I'd get made fun of if I had a guest come over and they saw a TV in my bathroom.
When I designed...
Define guest, Nick.
Yeah.
Huh? Define guest.
When I designed,
did you notice that pregnant pause?
When I designed
that?
The house, well, we designed the house. Like, we had it built like custom, right? So when I did it, I made sure that you could lay in the tub and watch TV, but you could also sit on the toilet and watch TV. So all you got to do is leave the door open, and you got a straight shot view. It's amazing. And then now with like the wireless receivers,
smell for your wife.
Well,
do you sanitize
that
thing, man?
The TV?
Yeah.
This guy sanitizes everything. He's like the Matt Lauer of radio in Houston, Mr. Sanit.
Is he a neat freak?
Oh, my God. He carries Purell and all that.
Oh, I don't blame him.
Yeah, he's big time.
I don't sanitize the TV.
Well, I mean, you'd be like...
I clean it so it doesn't get dusty.
Okay.
But I'm not like throwing alcohol on it to clean it off or anything.
You might.
That would be weird. It's not like right there. It's a big bathroom. So
here's the problem
I have. It's literally like as far as we are. Was that 20 feet, 25 feet?
About 20 feet, something like that. Yeah,
that's how far it is.
Here's the problem I have, though. We have DirecTV. So if you have DirecTV, it's bad because there's a limit to how many TVs you can have either with DirecTV or you can watch. Like they all can't all be on. So for every DVR you have,
we need to get
you have three wireless. No, I have to stay on DirecTV because of the Packers for Sunday Ticket and for League Pass. I do the League Pass for the NBA.
I got you.
But, yeah, that sucks because you don't think about it at the time. And so you put the two DVRs in the man cave, and then we have like an upstairs family room that everybody spends time in. But those are the ones that can be on, and then you can have the remotes. But because they're not, all the other TVs are remotes. So if you have the living room TV on, and like the baby has like the children's channel on in their room. If you try and put another TV on, they're like, "You've reached your limit." Blah blah blah. And I'm like, "Come on, man!
All the technology in the world, DirecTV, and you can only watch two things at once
in
your house.
Three, but they should be able to fix that.
It's not a technology thing; it's a money grab. They know they can do it; they just don't want to.
Man, we got we.
Eventually, they're gonna want to. You're right, because they're gonna end up cashing
in.
Man,
I got
a
TV on my porch. I got TVs all over the place. I couldn't live like that. I got to be able. I put a game on. It's on in every room in the house, no matter where I go. I can watch that.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that too.
Yeah,
I don't do it all the time, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, man, I couldn't do that.
So
but now you are limited with the number of wireless controllers you get from AT&T.
See, well, that's what I'm saying. It's called the wireless genie. So the wireless genie are the TVs where you don't have to have it wired into the wall.
Yeah,
you get three for every DVR you have in the house. So we have two DVRs in the house. But the three that are attached to that DVR, you can't have them all on at the same time. It's just, it's fun.
Yeah, that's whack.
Yeah, I hate it.
That is whack. Hey, Carl tweeted us. He's sad, I think. He said, I've been crying since 4 p.m. yesterday. But that stops because Pac-Man, Joe, and Barry are on for the next 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm not sure what
he was
crying
about. I thought you were
going
to play the best cry ever.
Yeah.
How did you not drop that one?
Oh, man, I forgot about
that. Oh, you dropped the ball.
On me, baby.
You're making me sad. But yeah, Carl, we appreciate the love, man. We appreciate you listening.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So, yeah, so there's football tonight. Barry's going to be in the forest waiting for the tree to fall because there's also baseball on tonight.
No, actually, I'm not watching anything. I have a show.
Oh, you got a show. You got to promote that.
Yeah,
too,
we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, so we got baseball tonight. We've got football tonight.
Yeah.
Starts a big weekend. You got your Aggies playing Alabama this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The Brock Bowl is Monday night.
Yeah.
Texans at Broncos. We got that to talk about.
Isn't there a basketball championship game tonight?
There's a WNBA championship for Nick. You're going to
totally
watch
watching that. Yeah. Minnesota
and LA for the title. Game five, the deciding title game.
What is it? The Lynx and the what?
The LA Sparks.
Oh.
Yep. So we got that going for us.
The Sparklers and the Lynx.
As for the show, because there was a debate on last night too.
Yes.
As for the show today, Coach Dick Vermeil may be joining us. Super Bowl,
maybe.
Super Bowl coach.
Yeah.
Fantasy football expert Mark Flood at 2:30. So get your fantasy football questions ready because at 2:30, he's going to be on the show. Now, I'm warning you in advance.
Bros.
2:30, one segment. That's it. After that, if you keep calling in and getting your fantasy football questions, we're not putting them on the air. Not that we won't try and help you out. At least I will.
I will.
But at the same time, we're not doing it on the air because it's too consuming.
Be cracking some skulls if you guys try to call in early with a fantasy question or late with a fantasy question. It's real simple. If you have a fantasy question, be ready to go at 2:30. Call in at 2:29 and get in the queue, but don't be calling at 1:45 or 2:45.
And ask me, and then go and say, well, I got Eddie Lacy, and he's going to IR. What do I do?
Cry.
Yeah, exactly, because we're both doing that.
Yeah.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. So Mark Flood's going to be a regular on our show on Thursday. So plan your fantasy football questions. Thursday's 2:30. He's going to be our guru that's going to come on talk fantasy, so he'll be here. We should have a jam-packed full of some fun as well as some sports. Plenty to get to. So we are here. You can reach us 713-780-ESPN. You can text us. You can call us. And or you can reach us on Twitter because I personally like to respond to all of you on Twitter. Barry is the man that kind of keeps his finger on the pulse of the text messages. Nick, when he does his job, basically tries to keep callers in order and keeps them in line. So that we can have some kind of systematic approach to the way we do the show.
Hey, did you see what Brandon has for you?
Yeah, I see that. Again, I want to go to this.
We need to get,
Brandon wants to get, he might have a DirecTV fix for me. Brandon, welcome to the show. What's up, man?
What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Nothing, man. I was just caught the end of your DirecTV experience there. Wanted to give you a little wisdom on it.
If you say get AT&T, I will hang up on you.
You said what?
I said, if you say get AT&T, we will hang up on you. That's not a fix.
No, I wouldn't put that devil on you.
All right.
Thank you.
But so you've got a Genie, three wireless Genies, and then you've got a separate DVR also?
I have two DVRs, and then I have Genies for every other TV in the house.
Well, they should have just given you a fourth Genie instead of giving you that other DVR, because the way it works is you've got five tuners with your Genie receiver. And each one of those wireless receivers is taking up one of your tuners, but that extra DVR you've got is taking up two tuners.
Okay.
So what you need is a second dish.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Is it free?
Put up a second dish, you can watch it all.
Well, wait, yeah, does DirecTV supply the second dish for free? Because Lord knows I've been a loyal customer for 20-some years, and good Lord, I constantly put money in their pockets.
Well, man, I've been a technician for them for 13 years, and they constantly take money out of my pocket. So the answer to that question is no.
They will not provide the second dish?
Huh?
They're not going to provide me with a second dish?
No, you can count that out, brother.
Brandon, you still work for him?
Yeah.
Man, you got to give Joel the hookup, man.
Yeah.
Y'all need to talk off air and hook Joel up.
Yeah, well, take my number down and give me a call.
Brandon, tweet me on and give me a private message, and we need to chat.
Okay, what's your Twitter?
At Pac-Man Joel with a K.
Phone number over the air, too.
Yeah, give him your phone number,
I'm going to do that right away. I've got it.
It's right here. It's 83. No,
okay.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate the call.
Yeah,
appreciate you listening when you're driving around town with the DirecTV logo on you. So there you go. So people are learning a little bit of technical wisdom when it comes to DirecTV while they're on the fly talking sports and everything else. Barry's going to talk about Madonna's special gift to those that are going to vote a certain way.
Did you watch the debate?
I did.
Let's discuss. I want to see what you think.
We can discuss that as well and plenty more. Like I said, reach us throughout the show, 713-780-ESPN. Reach us on Twitter, and we will tweet you back if they're good. And we'll be here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
Is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Barry Laminek in studio on a Thursday till 4. Nick Shirara behind the glass as we continue to try and give you more. That's why we gave you a DirecTV segment in segment one that really pleased some of you out there. Look, sometimes these things just have to be addressed. And then people call in and they try and help and you try and make them a part of the family. So you take the call. It's okay. We got plenty of shows still to go.
Harry.
Come on.
Some dude named Harry was like amazing for a segment. I can deal with that.
Harry.
It wasn't stellar. It could have been better, but it could have been worse.
Harry, do you have brothers named Tom and Dick?
Oh, okay.
Tom, Dick, and Harry. I'm just asking. I didn't say it. I said it in that order for a reason, but I'm just asking. Look, man, we're trying to appease everybody around here.
And follow that with, hey, guys, just wanted to let y'all know, compared to you guys, Russillo and Canell suck bigly.
Yeah, see, so there
I'm
you go.
I'm glad they got fired from this time slot. Thanks, T-Bone.
Yeah, T-Bone, we appreciate you.
Suck all it, right. Harry.
Now, fellas, I know that for all the stuff that we get into around here, and most of the time it's either funny or it's sports, I did want to get a little bit of somber news today out of the way because someone that you guys, being natives of Houstonian, came across in your lifetime a great deal when you watch sports on television. We lost a really good guy, but a really, really good piece of Houston sports history late last night. Bob Allen passed away. And Bob was iconic in this market. It's very rare that you find someone that was able to spend the majority of their career, not only just their professional career, but just that, you know, he went to Sam. I mean, he was from here. He stayed in this city. He made sure his entire career was spent in the city of Houston. And he basically delivered all of the important sports news to you guys across a couple of stations, but he stayed in Houston, Texas.
Dude, I grew up on Bob Allen. Like, Bob Allen, when watching, like, I associated sports with Bob Allen, and Bob Allen was sports. It was like, that's where I got all my news. I mean, that's all I watched.
Yeah, many Houstonians did.
Dude, that's all I watched. And I just remember always thinking, he always looks so good. Like, he was always just... I mean, he was always tan and always, dude. I was just like, when I get old, I want to look
like
half as good as that dude does.
The epitome in life of what the sports guy is with the Anchorman and Ron Burgundy, like the tan,
except not
perfect
nearly
hair.
As corny.
But
though.
Yeah, but he was, yeah. But he was down to like he was relating to every sports fan because he was from here.
Yeah.
So that was big. And you know what? And he was so dedicated to the community between Special Olympics and the Sunshine Kids and all the things he did that people didn't realize that he didn't want credit for off the air. But and then on the air, one thing I really like, and I'll say this because he worked with my wife. After he left 13, he worked with Lisa at Channel 11 for the last couple of years of his career. And they developed a relationship because she said she didn't realize when they were in commercial breaks, his ability to crack the dirty joke and to make people laugh and to keep things light was so important that she was delivering the story this morning on the news and basically lost it a little bit because Bob was so special to everyone that came in contact with him. And the one thing that I really appreciated about Bob that some people didn't like all the time, but because of all the things that I mentioned about him being from Houston and his love, he used the sports segment as his own private soapbox. So he wasn't just going to give you the score, but if he felt like it or it was just chapping him, he was going to come out and say, the Astros were horrible again. And if they don't do this or that or this or that and fix this or that, this is going to be just a hard team to watch. It's going to be awful. And I give him credit for that because no one else is willing to try and fight the power of the stations and do those kind of things. He took a soapbox right up there to the anchor desk and said, look, if this is what I see and this is what I feel, this is what I'm going to say. And he really didn't care about the ramifications. And I give Bob credit for that. And Bob will be missed in this town for a lot of reasons, but a lot of them are outside of the broadcasting industry because of the people that he touched and the way that he made a difference in this community. So rest in peace, Bob Allen. We will miss you, and a very somber day for people in sports here in
Houston. Man, 2016 has been
rough.
Man, all the good ones.
Yeah, and it just really doesn't stop. And no. They just keep piling up. So.
I'm sick of 2016. This is enough already.
So we got that out of the way because it's something we had to mention because it just, regardless of who you were and where you were, and especially for you guys that have been here a long time, Bob was a staple and a fixture.
An icon.
Yes.
In Houston sports. It really was.
Yep. And, you know, Barry Warner will tell you that was his roommate when they both went through a lot of really tough things in their life, and they helped each other make it through. So Barry Warner's struggling a lot today, too. So prayers out to Barry that he can make it through this time because he lost a dear friend, and we lost a really good one in the Houston community. So we'll miss Bob. So we want to make sure you guys were aware of that and also got that to you guys because Bob deserved it. So with that, God, there's plenty of news to talk about today, boys.
Yeah.
The Louisville scandal's a little bit interesting. Rick Pitino once again. I mean, you know, I see this. I'm turning on the TV because obviously for reasons already covered, I was not exactly in tune with everything going on late last night. Uh-huh. So I was catching up this morning, and the breaking news on SportsCenter was all about the University of Louisville confirming on Thursday that the NCAA had formally charged current and former staff members of the basketball program, including Rick Pitino, with major rules violations related to a scandal in which university employee provided prostitutes who performed sexual acts with players and recruits. So with that, Rick Pitino was basically once again center stage for all the wrong reasons. He had this to say.
I'm not guilty of failing to monitor my staff. I'm guilty of trusting someone because none of those people would have risen to the heights that they've risen to. I left out Frank Vogel and Brett Brown and a host of other people I left out, Scotty Davenport locally. The reason they became so responsible is I believed and trusted them.
So he's basically throwing his guys under the bus.
Are you buying that?
No, not at all. And now that's why there's a new clause in the NCAA that says you can no longer just say, hey, I had no idea this was going on. Because if you hired them and they're on your staff, then you're responsible for them. And he's going to have to pay the piper. So,
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's because it's easy to say, listen, I don't care what you do. I just don't want to know about it.
Yeah,
make dudes happy. Whatever you got to do, just don't tell me. I don't want to know about it. And if it ever comes down, I'm going to say I don't know about it.
Yeah,
it's so easy to do.
The blind eye is so prevalent in college athletics, though.
What's that?
The blind eye is just so prevalent.
Yeah, like you just said, Art Briles and Joe Paterno.
Yep.
I mean, it's got to stop. These are excuses, and that's all they are excuses. Because if you don't think Rick Pitino doesn't know every single thing that's happening in his program, either one, he's incompetent, or two, he's lying.
And here's the other thing. If this helped get recruits that were five-star recruits, you know every damn reason why this kid just picked you over North Carolina and Duke and everywhere else. So what are you going to do? Hey, here's a little punch on the arm and thanks a lot, big dog. No, here's the rest of the money you need so you continue to service these players with strippers so that he can get top-notch players. Don't think that they're just going to pop out of the woodwork and they're going to be on your roster and you're going to say, hey, we're just a recruiting juggernaut and we got them. You have to know what's going on. I understand walk-ons and otherwise, you're not going to pay that much attention to recruiting and elsewhere. But you know everything that's going on with your staff and who and what they're doing to try and get the top names in the country, the five-star recruits, to come to your university. That's why this rule is so good, and the NCAA needs to make sure that this goes across the board and that no one can ever use the excuse again, oh, I just didn't know. If they're on your staff, it's your responsibility.
Well, I think the we're burying the lead here. What the hell kind of hookers are you going to get in Kentucky anyways? I mean,
well, it's not exactly Mississippi or otherwise. Hey,
bro, it's still Kentucky, all right?
So I can only imagine.
I mean, I've been to Kentucky before.
Now, they say that there's a difference between Lexington and Louisville.
I guarantee you they were getting a good deal. I guarantee you that it was not costing the program a lot of money to begin with. I haven't seen them, but, I mean, come on, man. I would have bust. That's where the money should have went, is busting people in from out of state.
Well,
somewhere else.
So Pitino's guy that he, of course, claims no knowledge of doing what he was doing, supposedly was holding the title of Director of Basketball Operations. Scandal burst into public view October 2015 after a woman who worked for an escort service revealed in a book that this basketball operations person in question hired her to provide strippers and prostitutes for recruits and some of their fathers during a four-year period.
Dang.
The book's charges detailed online seemed to surprise Louisville officials, who promised a quick and thorough investigation.
Yeah.
That's as quick as you can sweep it under the rug, I'm sure. Well, it's not going under the rug anymore. It's going to the front page news. And now Mr. Pitino is
So what was his title? Stage.
Director of Basketball Operations.
And pimp.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I mean, that's he probably had a card, like a two-sided business card. And on the other side, it just said pimp.
And you know Pitino was like
And then that. He had a beeper number.
You know Pitino was like that guy, like, hey, man, as long as this never comes to
That's
surface,
what I'm saying.
And you get, he goes, you can keep driving the caddy, and you can have the, we'll get you that apartment up there on the 15th floor. But when this comes to light, if anybody finds out, I know nothing.
It's time to get championship rings. He's like, can I get one for the pinky?
Yeah. Yeah, kiss the ring, because you've already kissed everything else.
Hey, real quick, Wendy on Twitter said that the trio of Dave Ward, Ed Brandon, and Bob Allen were fixtures of her youth. Couldn't agree more. And then somebody said, I got to meet Bob Allen one year at an Astros game, and I told my friend sitting next to me that that looks at Bob, and he said no. And I said, I had the guts to go up and say, excuse me, are you Bob Allen? He said, yeah, I told my friend that it was you. We bet $2. Bob Allen signed that dollar for me. And I still have it to this day. He was a great guy, a really nice guy. That's cool, man. Anybody else that's ever met him, send us your stories, man. I want to hear about this.
I mean, for sure. Everybody should have a Bob Allen story if you spend any time at all in Houston, Texas. And the fact that he was iconic enough to go on two different stations in this market and be the sports guy that you let in your living room every day. I'm sure they're out there. Like I said, Bob's charity events, too, for Special Olympics, for the Sunshine Kids, phenomenal. I played in his golf tournament every year for Sunshine Kids, so... please give us the stories, because today's the day to do it.
Yep.
We are here for you till 4 o'clock. We are going to cover that. A lot of different stories. We mentioned the Louisville story. Plenty more on the docket. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 FM.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Barry Laminack and Nick Sharara behind the glass as we get ready for a kick-ass weekend of football and other things, including baseball. Again, a reminder, 2:30, Mark Flood, our fantasy football expert, is going to be having a regular occurrence on the show. 2:30s on Thursdays. So, as Barry has clearly stated, for you that follow directions well and for you that don't, then don't try to participate. Bottom line is, you can start calling in about 5 minutes before the 2:30 time slot.
Get in the queue.
Get lined up.
Or tweet.
And then get the question in and out and we go, because we're only having them for one segment. And then everything after that, you could probably try and tweet him afterwards. But we're going to get them lined up. We're going to go, but you're not going to clog the phone lines with it, because we have way too many people in our family that want to get in the living room. And we have to make room for you guys, because we will not have standing room only around the block. Our neighbors hate it. So before the break, we were talking about Rick Pitino.
Yep.
That is not a good situation.
No.
And then another bad situation that pops up is this Josh Brown thing.
Oh, man.
And the quotes disturbed me even more than than how disturbing the story was. I mean, first of all, the guy's already been, here's the problem. This is what I fear, because this is the way the NFL in today's day and age works. Okay. The NFL has already suspended him for one game. So if you go back to the Ray Rice thing, they laid down their initial ruling on Ray Rice and the suspension, which was one or two games, right? Then later, when everything came out about the fact that he actually did strike his now wife in the elevator and the video and everything else, they went, well, but because we already disciplined him once for this, we can't go back and add to it or give him another separate suspension. So now Josh Brown, who basically has admitted...
Well, no, they did, though.
Yeah.
They added games, and then the players' union...
Fought it.
...took it to court, and they said, you can't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
But now, because of that precedence...
Yes.
Josh Brown's been suspended for a game.
Yep.
Now, unless they say new details that the NFL and the Giants weren't aware of come to light and that they're significant, which these do seem to be, but unfortunately, and this is what's really bad, it seems like the Giants and the NFL knew a lot about most of this.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I certainly don't want to make that assumption, but it does seem odd when you read the story on ESPN from Jordan Renan, I think, wrote it. Yeah, at one point they're talking about at the Pro Bowl was one of the incidents that the NFL was aware of where he was beaten on the door of the room of his wife and kids, and then she had to call hotel and NFL security, have him removed, and then get moved to a new room that he didn't know about for her safety. So, like, hello, that's a red flag.
Yeah, I mean, his quote today is, "I have physically, verbally, and emotionally abused my wife." Okay, and here's what, okay.
And that's why I don't have no problem assuming that the NFL knew about it.
Well, and I was watching ESPN this morning where they had a couple of their insiders talking about the fact that the NFL, I mean, he signed a new contract with the Giants.
Right.
And they said that to some degree they knew about a lot of this. That's why they knew the suspension was coming. But they thought because it was only going to be one game that they still felt comfortable giving him a two-year contract.
Well, they even said they vetted it. We feel comfortable. We vetted it. I think it was the co-owner. As the interview I saw, or the quote I saw on SportsCenter this morning. But yeah, they said that we vetted it and we feel comfortable with the decision that we're making.
Yeah, and you know, it gets more, I don't want to even say bizarre, it just gets more ugly and just completely just despicable when he starts talking about, I thought I was God and she was my slave. And then he blames it on the fact that he was abused when he was a seven-year-old child. I don't care what you've been through, and I know a lot of people have been through a lot of things in life, but nothing ever justifies abuse to a woman, to your family, to children especially. And this is the kind of thing where this guy should be banned from the NFL. He should be forced to deal with finding a new career.
And that's what they were talking about last season. Last season it was like first-time offender in regards to domestic abuse. Yeah. Violations. First-time offender gets an automatic 6-game suspension. Second-time offender gets a lifetime ban. But they never enforce that.
Yeah, and that's why I said there's no consistency, right? And then it says, with the new revelations, could prompt the NFL to revisit Brown's case even though he's been suspended already for a game. Don't look for any meaningful penalty that would send a strong message that domestic violence is intolerable. 2 years after the Ray Rice video revealed the NFL's woeful attitudes about abuse, only one player has received the 6-game suspension that Commissioner Goodell promised would be the baseline for first-time offenders. Jonathan Dwyer got 3 games. Johnny Manziel got a pass. Bruce Miller got nothing. Tom Brady was forced to sit out the first 4 games of the season because Goodell found him to be sketchy with Deflategate. So actually, Tom Brady gets more games missed than guys that actually had domestic violence issues. I mean, it's not right. It doesn't add up. But oh, by the way, guys, it's Roger Goodell and the NFL again.
Well, they screwed it up. And part of the problem is like you said, they're not consistent. They've painted themselves in this corner now. I did see something, or when I was watching this morning when it was all kind of breaking and they were talking about it, I did see something that somebody said that kind of struck me as well. Let's see if this happens. And what they said is the NFL, now that they, you know, the whole Ray Rice thing set the precedence that, yeah, you can't suspend somebody and then go back and try to suspend them again because you have new evidence. That was kicked down in court. But the Giants could solve all of this if they just cut him.
Right.
Oh, 100%.
And I think if you're going to try to send the right message and do the right thing as a league, I think that's what the Giants need to do.
Well,
they need to cut him and say, you know what, we thought we knew, but we found this out. I don't know why I was doing Trump hands right there. But we found this out, and we're not going to stand for this.
That's
we are
the
not.
Because the Giants are a well-known, well-respected organization.
Absolutely.
They're not the kind of organization like the Bengals are now. That they just take anybody. Yeah, and they just let, you know, whatever guy do whatever and then try and back them. The Giants have always been a classy, or the Mara family, they run their business the right way. They run their team with their rules. You would think, and you're absolutely right, Barry, you would think that this is one of those deals where we
no-brainer.
Don't need the NFL. We don't care how good a kicker he is. We don't tolerate this. Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, this is a no-brainer. And it's you know, I'm watching these games on Sundays, and I'm seeing these commercials where, hey guys, let's help out the women in our lives. Have you seen these commercials? And they're trying to.
I've seen. I know what you're
talking
about.
Where they have like Greg Olson, and he's babysitting some kids for a lady, and then she comes back, or they have, I forget the other guy, he's helping some lady at her restaurant. And it's like,
Williams from the Steelers.
Let's help out the women in our lives, but yet they're going to turn around and have another incident like this. And if they stand pat and say, well, we can't really do anything now, the court said so. No, there are options, and there are things you can do, and it's just it makes those commercials and the things that they're trying to do ring hollow if somebody doesn't do something about this.
And the thing is,
because it's not like you don't know. Like he said, it happened.
You're right.
It's
just like Patino at Louisville.
It's the Ray Rice video.
They know, right? Yeah. In the video case, look, they had the NFL had to come out and basically say with egg on their face, "Oh yeah, we did know about the video." But we didn't know, we never saw it, so we didn't know to the extent of what the damage was done. Fact of the matter is, if you know there's video of something that went down in a domestic, that was a domestic assault, basically you either better wait till you see that video to pass ruling, but you better handle it with kid gloves, and you better not make a quick judgment because you get this to happen and you look like crap. But the NFL has looked like crap now for the last couple of years because they just can't get wrong right. And Roger Goodell has no consistency, doesn't follow past precedents, and all he worries about is how much money he's making as opposed to the right and wrong of the league.
I mean, these commercials, they almost, and maybe this is the wrong way to look at it, but when I look at these, they ring hollow to me. I'm like, come on, man. You guys aren't fooling anybody. We know you don't care. Like, right. It's obvious. Your actions speak a lot louder than your commercials do. It's like you're doing these things and you're putting it, but then this happens. And we're right back to square one with how you treat women and the people that abuse them. It's sickening.
And
it really
basically
is.
When they do the Breast Cancer Awareness Month now, because of all these different all these things that the NFL has been through, people don't look at it and go, the NFL really cares about breast cancer. You know what they say? They just got another month to make money off of gear with pink on it because they can cash in.
Dude,
they're not doing it for the right reason.
If they're going to charge the United States military to unfurl the flag on the... Yeah, it would not surprise me in the least. I'm not saying they are, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least if they're making some coin off of Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
So if you guys want to chime in on the Louisville case, on Josh Brown and the Giants, on anything else, please feel free to join us. Bob Allen stories. We would love to hear Bob Allen stories.
Please.
I've got more, but... we want to hear plenty from you guys. 713-780-ESPN with a call or a text, and definitely tweet us. We're here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank, Barry Laminack, and Nick Sherrod behind the glass. I will say this. You people are good when you send me tweets and you include DirecTV in it. DirecTV has now gotten back to me and is working diligently to find out all the problems that I have.
Nice.
That's very nice. I appreciate
this, man.
That.
Aren't you glad we took the call now?
I love it when a plan comes together.
Now, we just need to get me a mattress.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Because you're up at weird times
in the
morning.
I woke up at 1:55 two nights ago and never went back to bed. I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning. I can't keep doing this, man. I have two alarms set, 9 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. That's so I don't miss this show, so that I'm on time.
I can't believe you sleep that late.
it's that baller lifestyle,
man. Let me explain something to you guys. And I've told Nick this a couple times. When your wife gets moved from the evenings to the mornings and gets up at 1:30 in the morning, nothing should be okay with the fact that she thinks she has the get out of jail free card, that while she's getting ready for work and doing everything she needs to do, she can just wake me up for anything.
Just be as loud as she wants.
Honey, dogs need to go out.
What?
Well, you can't just open the back door?
Oh, no.
No. Feels like it's okay to wake me up several times throughout the night. I used to be that guy, like, you wake me up in the middle of the night, I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Now, between the baby and all these things, I'm like, I just get used to it. I just look at the dog and go, make this quick, because I got to try and hit the pillow again. And
you need to put your foot down, Joel. You need to be the man in the house.
Oh, I do.
You need to say, like, hey.
I put my foot down. And then,
woman, what are you doing? You don't wake me up. I don't wake you up.
Do you wake me up? Do you do this with or without the cats? When you do this?
I don't talk to my cats.
No, are they around?
I mean, I talk to them sometimes, but not a lot.
Okay, see.
Yeah, no, sometimes. I don't. Yeah, we don't fight in front of the cats usually. Okay, I don't want to upset them. But yeah, man, you just gotta, my wife gets up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. She didn't wake me up.
You want to try like the whole 1:30 and leave the house at 3:30 thing? Oh boy,
mm-mm.
That is
well.
Rough.
Sometimes I'm just getting home because I got gigs that run
that's
late.
True. Yeah,
so,
like two ships passing in the night.
Yeah, it would be on. Hey, we got a couple of texts. Somebody asked, "Is Unfiltered in studio tomorrow on location?" How the hell would we know?
Yeah, what's that? Why
I'm
is that, that
on
our
the promotions team?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do we have a calendar? Go. Oh, you know what we do?
Aren't
they? Hey, good question, texter. Go out to ESPN975.com. I think they have a calendar of all of our promotions. You can find out right there.
Aren't they at Nick's
place?
There you go. Aren't they at Nick's place?
I think they were there today. I don't know if they're there tomorrow. Also, somebody said, you're wrong for this. As a Cowboys fan, if we didn't have Dan Bailey as our kicker, I would say pick up Josh Brown.
Oh, that's not good.
If the Giants cut him. Yeah, well.
But the Cowboys are another destination.
Yeah.
Bengals, Cowboys. If you're a degenerate or you've been arrested or you've committed some kind of major crime, they will give you a tryout.
If they'll sign Hardy and give him a shot, I'm
Rolando
sure.
McClain.
I'm sure they'll give Josh Brown a shot.
Go right down the list. I mean, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Bengals, too, with Burfict and Pac-Man Jones and all those guys. So, yeah, those are two teams we've identified. We got some great pictures. We've seen some great things on Bob Allen. But, again, the passing of Bob Allen last night after a long battle with cancer. So if you want to give us your Bob Allen stories, we would love to hear them. That would be great. A lot of other things going on. I guess Packers-Bears is a big one for me, of course, but not for you guys. And I know you don't want to talk about it.
No, it's
but big
legit.
News out of Green Bay that Eddie Lacy is going to need ankle surgery, and he's going on IR.
That's not good.
Their starting corner, Sam Shields, has already been put on IR with a concussion and concussion protocol that he has not been lifted from. So only one of those guys is going to be able to come back. That's bad news for them. And, of course, all this talk about what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers. Well, there's plenty wrong with Aaron Rodgers because this isn't just, like, recently. This has been, like, a brutal, brutal, brutal stretch of the last probably 6 months to a year where he just hasn't been himself. So, you know, now it's, again, it's kind of like all the Brock pressure and the Brock situation and everybody wants to talk about Brock and his woes. Well, now Aaron Rodgers had to play face the music because he went from the top of the heap to basically on the bottom of the scrap heap in a lot of people's minds. When you look at his numbers, and I saw the comparison this morning.
Oh, are we going to do stats?
Well, you could.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Right now, his numbers, comparable. Get this.
No.
Ryan Fitzpatrick from completion percentage for the percentage of balls missed of wide open receivers to the average length of pass is 6.5 yards for both guys. Ryan Fitzpatrick actually has a better completion percentage right now than Aaron Rodgers, and Ryan Fitzpatrick just got benched. So,
wow,
there's some trouble in Green Bay.
Yeah. Is this something he's going to work out of, you think?
He says it. I watched the interview yesterday after practice, and he's a little testy about it. And And there's a guy that what really bothers me more than anything about him, too, is he's not one of those guys that takes the blame himself easily. And when the media really starts getting on him to, like, say, hey, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your mechanics? What did you see? He gets very sensitive, defensive, doesn't like to talk about it.
Sure.
This week, he's actually had to talk about it a little bit because everyone knows the balls that he threw last week and the wide-open guys he missed.
Yeah.
You can't just
dismiss it with
a
relax.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
That ain't going to work.
Yeah, not this time.
No.
So that'll be big. Packers-Bears rivalry continues. The ugly uniforms are back for the colorblind people. I get it now, people. I know. The
direct all your
thing.
Hate. Direct all your hate at Joel. I have nothing against colorblind people.
I have a big problem with the Green Bay Packers wearing white at home.
Why?
Which they will do tonight.
Why?
Because the tradition of their uniforms is always that they wear the green at home, the green and gold. And they're wearing all white tonight. I hate it.
I like the green more, too. But I switch up every now and then. It's not bad.
No, it's one night, Joel.
For teams like the Seahawks and teams like that that don't really have tradition, you can do that. But the Steelers always wear black at home. The Packers always wear green at home. Those are the real important big-time franchise. They do it the right... But if you're like Cincinnati, I don't care. Those uniforms were great, by the way.
Their
they were tight, the all-white.
Yeah, they were tight, yeah.
Yeah, but the freaking... I don't like
the Broncos.
Packers.
I still say the Broncos this past one. Who was it? The Broncos and the Panthers?
It was Chargers.
Yeah, those
Chargers.
Both of those unis were nice.
I like throwback Chargers.
Yeah, both of those
really
unis
sweet.
Were nice. By the way, Aaron Rodgers, 20th in the NFL in QB rating.
And again, 20th. TJ chimes in again. What's wrong with Aaron Rodgers? It's Olivia Munn. Check his stats after they got together. It's not just a conspiracy theory anymore, though. There's a lot of people, TJ, that believe that there may be something to that.
Is that TJ Shepard?
Yes.
They said that? Yeah. Well, he's also said, can someone please get Barry's broke ass a mattress so he can get some sleep?
Yeah. Barry's been peddling for the mattress.
I'm trying,
you know what you need to do? I'm just going to tell you this right now. I'm going to spell it out for you. It's real simple.
What
you need to do is you need to send a tweet, and you should probably send it to TJ.
Uh-huh.
But send it to TJ and include your favorite mattress provider.
Okay.
And say, this really sucks. I haven't been able to sleep for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Someone did it for me. And all of a sudden, you're going to get a flood of people going, whoa, yeah, wait a minute, we can help you.
I noticed nobody's calling to give me mattress tips, which doesn't sound as
good.
Nobody's
texting either.
When I said it out loud.
If you're your age and need mattress tips, it does. Yeah, that's not going to work.
I digress.
All righty. Well, hey, with that already out of the way, again, 2:30 this afternoon, Mark Flood join us for fantasy football expertise. If you want to reach out for Mark Flood, call it 229. We'll get a full segment of calls on fantasy football, and then that's it. We'll direct everybody to Twitter after that, because otherwise it can consume the whole show, and we've got plenty to get to. We got a full board. We got a full thing of show to get to, so don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.